Yeah, what's up, man? Your boy Daigon coming to you live in effect. Dad Ass Show, episode number one, where we talk about anything and everything, talking shit and anything that interests me. I'm fucking Daigon. And I would like to introduce to you one of my good friends, Raven Rising, an up-and-coming stripper, feature performer, dancer, pole enthusiast, gamer girl, dinosaur enthusiast. Did I just say that? And coming live at a stage near you in Alberta, Shade Gentlemen's Club, Pete's, all across the world, coming at you, Kelowna, and debuting for the first time at the Stripper Olympics, Miss Nude Northern Alberta 2025, coming at you. So, I've compiled a couple of clips, random ass interviews. So, check out this first section where I get her thoughts and feelings when she first made her debut on the stage. Check it out. Yo, man. Okay, I need this. Yo, man. What's up, man? Daigon come here live in effect. JB Hip. Dead Ass Show. We got it. We're coming here from Shade Live and direct with the newest feature performer, Raven X Rising.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Good. Hi. Hello. I'm so glad to be here.
Fuck, man. The journey has fucking come.
It really has.
How are you feeling right now? What's the mindset?
I feel like I'm high on cloud nine, straight up.
Man.
It doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
It actually doesn't. It probably won't start to feel real for a while.
Yeah.
Probably till it's over and then I'm processing everything, but I'm excited to be here.
We are fucking 1 hour from her fucking debut. It's a fucking Thanksgiving. We're thankful for hot ass all over this place. Fucking she is the beaut. Check her out at RavenX Rising.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Get it in there.
Oh, I'm thankful to be here and amongst the greats, actually. The greats.
Yeah.
These are like top fucking performers.
Fuck,
so,
man. Tell us about it.
Tell
the ladies your mentors and your influences.
Well, just so much respect and like knowing how much work it takes to get even where I am and like seeing what they can do and how far they have come and all the behind the scenes of how much work they have put in.
Yeah.
And like I want to be them, right? So I have a long ways to go and I see that. And I definitely respect it and envy it, honestly. But honestly, you just don't give up. You just keep putting in the work. The time will pass. The time will pass no matter what. So you just fucking keep going.
And fucking we are that day one shit.
Yeah.
And we've been in here. I seen you grinding. I seen you fucking. Tell us when your debut. How did you get in? And what? How'd you decide? You know, the PG version. You know, this or for the masses to inspire future baby rippers. How did you get in? Tell us your story.
Yeah, honestly, I did what I was supposed to, you know, went to school, did all the things that everyone says you're supposed to do, and I realized that's just not for me. You know, I feel like I was made for something more than just regular people jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm made to be a performer.
Come on.
And at the time, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted something different, something new, something exciting, something that fired my soul.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
And actually, like, gave me purpose and reason to, like, keep going, if I'm honest.
Fuck, man.
So I just said, fuck it, I'm doing it.
Yeah, man. Say my favorite three words. 3, 4, 4.
If that makes any sense.
Yay! Oh, the ADHD, the autism.
ADHD is real.
Woo!
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, I can't.
It's crazy. Like, I don't even know the story. It's like a fucking... Yeah. When we first fucking met, Raven X Rising, holy shit.
I was in the office with Diagon.
Oh, yeah.
I was just an office lady. I was just like, oh, I'm just stalking the fucking pops and the fucking chips. And that was my life.
Fuck, man.
That was my life. I didn't know I would be here. I didn't know the things I was capable of.
Yeah.
And it's actually crazy to look back on it. Like, it's unreal.
We're talking 2 fucking years ago.
Yeah, and you know, I'm terrified to age, but I'm also excited. Because in 2 years, where will I be in this industry? A lot more forward, where I would like to be, you know? Meeting those goals.
Embrace that shit.
Embracing it, absolutely. Yeah. So... fucking do whatever you want.
Fucking look at me, man. Fuck, man. Do I age? Holy shit.
No, you don't.
I fucking go wiser, and that's what you're doing, Raven.
You are so wise.
Fuck, man. I am unofficially, officially Raven X Rising's wise man.
Yeah, you are.
Spit that shit at me. You know, random shit.
No, I love it. I love it. It's great.
It's like, fuck, man. It's a male perspective. That we fucking, you need to fucking know how to sell, how to be yourself. And remember the fucking goals that I wanted you to be.
Yes. And
was.
Like, you do have the male perspective in a sense of like sexual, etc. Yeah. But you also, you appreciate the art. You appreciate the strength. You appreciate the dancing, the performance, like
it's
everything about it. You know, it goes further than just, oh, that's ass and titties.
Yeah.
Like, you look into it deeper than most men.
The fucking
really.
Biceps and shit, man.
Yeah, like, you're like, wow, that was really fucking cool. How long did it take her to do that?
Yeah.
To this point. You know what I mean? Like, you appreciate it.
I fucking...
That's... The way... That you keep putting in the tricks, it just keeps accumulating and building up.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorites is the booty, the cheek toss, whatever you call that shit. Like, holy. Like,
right? Yeah, like, when I first started stage, like, a year ago now, it's been, like, a little over a year. You know, I knew some tricks, but not really.
Yeah.
And I wasn't very good at them.
No, you were. Fuck, man.
And I didn't know how to properly use the stage. I didn't know how to perform, really. I just did it. And so you figure it out. You know, there's no rule book. There's no guide. No one's telling you anything about it.
Yeah.
The girls are helpful, but not really. It's every man for himself, every woman for herself, to be honest.
Yeah.
You just fucking figure it out. You fuck up, you learn from it, you move on, you get better. You say, you know, that didn't work. Let's try it this way. Let's do it this way. And then you just kind of figure out and you build upon it and you create your own show. It's so cool.
That is the shit.
It really is.
Like, Raven, like, you figured it out, but there's so much to grow.
Yes.
Like, let's talk about fucking when I saw you on, September 2023, the Pete's stage.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that fucking stage, man. Let's talk about those poles and the environment compared to where you are now.
Yes, I love Pete's, and I'll always love Pete's. I mean, it's where I started. The stage is bigger, which is nice, but... 2 poles not attached to the ceiling, so they're really wiggly.
Yeah,
it's difficult to do tricks on them. It makes it more of a challenge. Less of a crowd, less of really that bumping environment where you want to do your fucking best because you're in the place to do your best, you know, compared to here where, like, this is top tier shit. You want to do your best. You want to show everyone in here, even if there's 5 people, that you've come to, you know, a top entertainer place.
Exactly.
So you're going to get the fucking show that you paid for. So, yeah, but I love Pete's, though.
It's a homely environment. You know, we got a lot of time to fucking, like, you know, bond and shit. It's like, you know, a little one-on-one time. And, you know, it is a little... You know, just a little less renovated as if I can put it. So I love you, Bill. I love you. Love all the guys there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is like 2008.
Yeah.
But vibes, to be honest, but.
But you put in the work.
You gotta start something.
And the girls saw you there.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. And honestly, if it wasn't for starting at Shade as a freelancer and being forced to go on stage, I probably, I don't know, maybe never would have done it or would have started a lot later. Because what I've noticed, a lot of the freelancers I'm with,
yeah,
who have been doing dancing as a freelancer for years and years,
yeah,
are now just starting to consider stage.
Right.
Whereas, like, I fell in love right away.
Yeah.
I guess. I was just like, you know what? Let's do it.
The teasers pushed you,
yes,
to fucking throw yourself. So basically explain what teasers are.
Yeah. So they're just little 2 minute, 2 to 4 minute shows, just to show yourself for the customers.
Yeah.
You just take off your top. It's not really a performance. It's just a little show, you know, something cute, something simple. But as a girl who's never, ever done that in, yeah, front of people or been naked in front of people at all.
Yeah.
It's a lot for your first fucking day.
Right.
Hey, you just signed up to be a stripper. You're going to go out in front of a bunch of people and dance. Good luck. You know?
Fucking
good
it.
Fucking luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So either you take it and you flourish,
right,
or it's not you, you know? A lot of, like, this is the highest turnaround rate in most industries, I want to say. Like, the amount of girls I see that last 1 day, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, a month,
really?
3 months, and then never see them again. Because it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot on someone, you know? So either it pushes you or it pushes you away.
Yeah. And your personality, you never were that kind of girl, right?
Yeah, no. I didn't really know what I was signing up for.
Yeah.
But I honestly think the things you do and accomplish throughout your life leads up to these types of moments.
Yes.
Where now I'm 2 years in almost, and I'm looking back and I'm like, holy fuck. Like, if you told me 5 years ago I'd be a stripper, I'd be like, fuck you, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. So
let's break that stigma, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's
break the fucking stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do whatever you put your mind to. Literally. That is not just cringy little statement people say.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
It's just, you're embracing your womanhood, you know, your assets. You know, yeah, I spell that shit.
A-S-S.
Capital
A-S-S, assets.
Yeah, that's like, but it's more than just like, you know, the hustle or just like, you know, like just throwing yourself out there and just trying to, oh yeah, let's fucking make money. But it's the relationships and the bonds. Talk about that, you know.
Oh yes. It's like, it's a different world because, yes, the customers are all men mostly. But the people you work with are majority women. And it's like a female community.
Yeah.
And it's unlike anything.
Right.
It's so special to be a part of. And it's like a hidden world underneath the real world.
Fuck. Talk about
it. It feels amazing to create these friendships with these girls. Because throughout my life, I found it very difficult to be friends with girls. So, you know, looking at how far I've come, like, in that sense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel very grateful and special and thankful.
It is Thanksgiving.
For it. Wow. Yeah, it is. Wow. It is. Yeah. Like, just
like you've learned
being
so
in the
much.
Change room.
Yeah.
And you're talking about all sorts of things. And,
yeah,
and it's like, a girl will help you with this. If you don't have something, she'll have,
yeah,
it. Or can I borrow your lip gloss? Or do you have a tampon? Or, you know, you pee with the door open.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's naked. That's, like, it's like a sisterhood. And I've never had sisters. I don't have sisters.
Absolutely.
So it's very special to me.
Like, I fucking see that shit. You are like a big sister, a big mama. You know, like when fucking like Lindsay didn't have her top, you lent it to her. And you know, a lot of girls, you know, you're always willing to lend the extra hand from fucking day one, you know?
Oh, yeah. And that's what it's about. And you can choose to be, you know, not that type of girl. Just stick to yourself. You don't have to, you know, get involved with anything if you don't want to. But I want to.
Yeah.
And I like to. And I've created, like, lifelong friendships here. And everywhere, at any club, I mean, you go, it's a new place, new people, but you meet new girls, and it's awesome. It's like a connection all over the province.
You change fucking people's lives.
Yeah, and they change mine.
I mean, that's our fucking main goal, you know, is just, like, making lives better, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it is your own fucking personality, and you're just radiating a fucking shit all over the place, man. Fucking
all the good vibes.
It's just like fucking aura to the max, man.
Fucking yes. The world needs more positivity. It's so dark. It's in a really dark place right now. It's only gonna get darker.
Fuck, man.
Like, the world, life is too short to be negative.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can be, and I am. Absolutely, I'm gonna stub my toe and be like, fucking bitch, fucking cunt.
Yeah.
You know, fuck that fucking hurt. This, my day sucks, blah, blah, blah. But you move on.
Yeah.
You have one shitty day, okay, move on. Exactly. Then you have 10 good days, you know? Ups and downs.
It's like you fucking bang yourself in the fucking wall. What are you gonna do about it, man? How are you gonna fucking react and shit?
Yes, absolutely. Fuck. It's how you react to things. And a lot of situations you're put in this industry, you choose how to react. You really have to choose what you say, you know, who you talk to, how you carry yourself.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
So
You get it. It's like, I've seen, like, you've complained, you've whined, and just, like, you know, I'm, like, coming on like a fucking guardian angel trying to save you and stuff like that. Like, you know, the girlies are all like, oh, fucking nobody's tipping today. Like, oh, I'll save you. Fuck it. I'll buy all your beers. And that's the shit. But there's only some things you can do. And how are you going to fucking handle that shit, man? And you were made for fucking this community and the word that we are trying to do, man. Spread that positivity. JP Hip, one ass at a time. Fucking Raven X Rising, talk about your creativity process and fucking, cause I see you fucking like looking at the fits and you know which one works and stuff. What's your creative process and all that shit, man?
Yeah, so costumes represent you.
Yeah.
You know what you're what you like. What kind of colors, textures, themes, everything. So you want to find something that suits you, but also expresses yourself in a creative way. And that's why I really love my new Cyberpunk one, because of the props. And it really shows, like, I'm a gamer, I'm a nerd, but also I can be badass and be creative, you know? Like, I saw the mask.
Yeah.
On Etsy, and I was like, you know what? I can take this. I can make it. I can make it into something. I found these two pieces online. They look similar. Let's put colors together.
Yeah.
Let's take this shitty $20 Nerf gun.
Holy.
Let's paint it and put it all together. And it worked. It worked. And you can keep doing that. And a girl up north, actually, she inspired me to do that. Mm-hmm. Twilight Owl, her name is.
Shout out. Yeah.
She makes all of her costumes.
Yeah.
She's just making an alien one right now, but she has, like, pyramid head, like, all these very, very unique, very niche, but badass fucking things.
Fuck,
and
man.
It's probably one of the only industries where you can cosplay and make money.
Yeah.
You know, like, not just on TikTok, but, like, you can perform your cosplays and get money out of it. It's fucking insane. And you're naked, so that's even better.
Jesus Christ,
man. Like, people don't understand what this industry really is. And maybe it's different here compared to the States or other provinces, but in Alberta /BC, a little bit Ontario, Manitoba a little bit, it's different. It's a different world. Fuck. It's a very unique world, and I think it was made just for me.
Made just for you. Fuck, man.
Or I'm made just for it. I don't know, but
shit, man.
Man, tell me about fucking, you. One of my favorites is the MoveFit. Fuck, that needs a comeback. CUM. Tell me about all those.
It's a little cow outfit, and it has little ears and horns. I would love to make it like a costume one day. That'd be cute. Get like top pieces for it or something, because like cows are so cute.
Fuck, man. Fuck.
But just things like that. You can just take an idea and run with it.
So many ideas to throw at it. Like,
absolutely.
Like, fuck, man.
Everything.
Is anybody listening to shit? Like, I'm thinking, like, you fucking throw like. Fucking, you don't like Big Bang noises and shit, right? Like, I'm thinking like you throw like little mini cows or little alien plushies, and you bam bam shoot it down and shit like that.
Yeah, that could be cute. Yeah. If I did like a cow stripper Olympic theme, you could do like little farm like hay bales behind you and stuff like that, and maybe at the end do like milk. Like a milk pool.
Yeah.
Pour milk on you, quote unquote. I don't know if it would be milk, but white paint or something, you know. And throw little cows in the crowd or something. I don't know. You can just have fun with an idea. You take an idea and you make it your own. You go crazy. Just like Anya Woods with her president show. Fucking awesome.
Go crazy, go stupid, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Just do whatever, you know?
Wow.
And who cares if people don't like it? It's for yourself.
You do you. That's the fucking main thing, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Just you do you.
Fuck.
And girls are so scared. What if they don't like it? What if they're judging me? What if I don't do something well? What if I trip? What if I fall? What if I mess up? What if I try and move, it doesn't work? You get back up. And you try again and you do it better. You know, you try something, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Who is this girl? This isn't the girl I used to know.
Yeah, I was a different person.
I was saying that shit from day one, but you need to fucking experience it and do your shit, make the mistakes, or make the greatness, and you what works, what you feel good with, and you fucking did it, man. Like,
fuck yeah, I did it.
All those fucking cheerleader fits and the Minnie Mouse fits.
I still have that one. Yeah, I'm gonna wear it probably tonight.
Ooh-hoo.
I got it adjusted, so it's super. It fits really good. But yeah, just fucking do it. Just do it, Nike.
It's like, stop waiting. Don't hesitate, or you'll masturbate. Fucking, that's the shit, man. Like, fuck. Tell us about your style. You know, what makes you stand out from the rest?
I started when I first was a baby dancer. I started very, very alternative. I did like the black lipstick, dark makeup.
That was 1 week. Nova Viper.
Yes, my Nova Viper was my baby dancer name.
Yeah.
I kind of just evolved off of that. Like, I'm still alternative, darker vibes. Mm-hmm. I prefer to wear black always.
Yeah.
Black or nothing. Or pink. I'll wear pink.
Ooh, look at the spike necklace.
Yeah.
She only wears the bling for me.
Yeah. Just whatever you want. Whatever your style is, do it. If you like wearing bright colors, iridescent iris. Iris Opal, I think her dancer name is. Yeah, she wears all like bright pinks, her hair's bright pink. Yeah, fairy vibes, you know. Like, just do whatever makes you feel good.
Fuck, man. And it's just like, how do you stand out? It's just like, you got a different fucking, the music levels. Music brings the world together. What are your musical influences? Because the ladies, all your homies, were saying your playlist is the shit.
Yeah, so I prefer EDM.
Yeah.
But I also like slow, sexy EDM, I guess, if that's what it is. Like, I like a good beat. I like, but I also like, I don't even know how to explain my music, honestly. Yeah. You just have to come see. You have to come see it.
It makes your head, bang. Listen. 10 o'clock right now, let's go.
But I think we do have to wrap it up if you want to dance.
Holy shit, this was the goal. Thank you, Raven X Rising. We gotta get like in a quieter venue by
the very first day.
It's just like your feelings and getting on the stage and shit.
Yes, first day, first feelings. I'll look back on this and be like, wow, look at her being all cute and new.
Fuck, man. But that's shit, man. JP Hip, that ass show. Can't top that shit. Give me a shout out. What's up?
Daigon!
Yeah!
Woo! Let's go!
Yo, yo, what's up, man? Daigon Part 2 with Raven X Rising. Getting in that shit. Yo, what's up, man?
Yeah, hello, it's Raven. I'm back.
Man, how was fucking week, the week gone? You know, tell us like, your experience and shit, man.
Yeah, the week here has been amazing. I've really enjoyed it. Like, every single minute of it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable on this stage because I, like, started here. So, I'm really, like, building upon the comfortability.
Yeah.
And getting more creative and, like, having fun with it and taking my time and just, like, being cute, being fun. But I love the crowd here. I love the people.
Yeah.
I love the girls, and I love being in, like, the big girl change room, quote unquote.
What was that like? Tell me. No, you know, what's girls in a girl change room stays in change room. But what was that, the influence, the, you know, talk about the girls and stuff?
Yeah. It's honestly crazy being with, like, the big dogs, you know. I feel really grateful and thankful for it. Just to be in their presence, honestly, is like an honor, I guess, if that makes sense.
I love when you say that.
But they're all so supportive and like excited for me, and everyone's just very kind and happy about it. So I don't feel like an outsider.
It's like, fuck it, it was meant to be. Meant to be, you level up like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't wait to come back, hopefully soon, and just keep doing it. And eventually, I'll be known as, like, a feature entertainer one day.
You are.
That'd be really cool.
It is already done.
I would love it. I would love to be a feature entertainer, like, actually, though, you know?
Yeah.
Not just, like, a one-time, one and done. A continuous known person, I guess.
Around the fucking world.
Yeah, world domination.
Yeah!
Woo! Let's go. I love it.
Like, holy shit, man. Raven, like, you're adding, like, new elements to your show. You know, speak about, like, what has been your favorite shows? What's your favorite moves?
Definitely, well, I've been really liking my Minnie Mouse show.
Yeah.
But I also love my Cyberpunk and my, like, Black Fairy one. My favorite moves would probably be my Airwalks, the Teddy one. I don't know what it's called, but it's, like, I do it in my first song, usually.
Yeah.
The one arm, and I spin around and around.
Oh, just the basic, like, you know, little swirl?
Yes. Yeah. That one's really fun. I like all the moves. It's hard to, like, find a favorite, I guess. Yeah. But.
And just, like, fucking, like, how does the crowd give you energy, you know?
Honestly, I can tell when they're, like, really on the edge of their seat, like, paying attention, really into it. Obviously, when they're, like, screaming and cheering, that's the best. But sometimes it's more subtle, but I still notice it. And I can hear when people, like, make comments.
Yeah.
Positive comments.
Oh, yeah.
About it. And it, like, makes my heart all fuzzy.
Ooh.
I love it. I love the support from, like, the crowd and the interactions and just everything. I love being a performer. I've really fallen in love with something that I never thought I would ever do or thought that I had the confidence to do. But the thing about confidence is you literally just fake it till you make it. And when you make it, then you're there.
Yeah.
Then you've reached that level where you just keep going.
You gotta take the first steps.
Yes.
Take the first step.
Yes. Because when everyone starts in life, you're not confident.
Yeah.
You've never done this thing. You've never done something before. So, of course, you're not going to be confident in it.
Yeah.
So you just got to fucking do it.
Fuck yeah.
And you're going to suck. You're going to suck really bad in the beginning. But you keep doing it and doing it until you get good. And that's it. You got to just fucking do it.
You put in the fucking work. And, like, the whole fucking week, I thank you for bringing a Cyberpunk debut. Debut for Daigon.
Of course. Cyberpunk show for you only.
What are you gonna add to it? Like, are you gonna make this like your main show?
I would love that. Yes. Yeah. Kind of be recognized for it. Maybe build upon the songs eventually. Add more interaction with the crowd at the beginning.
Yeah.
When I figure out how to work with the props properly. Yeah. Right now I'm just kind of guessing. And also I can't really see that well in the mask, so I don't want to trip and die and fall, and that would be really embarrassing. So that's just what I avoid in the beginning, but you just keep doing it till, again, like I said, you get good at it.
I would say do the shoot it. You know, we did that on Sarah, on your debut.
I've thought about it, and I could. I guess my only concern is even if it's fake, you don't usually point guns at people.
Oh.
Like, that's just kind of like a rule. So maybe I was thinking I could point it at the sky.
Yes.
Maybe things like that. Or put it like behind my head.
Yeah, that's why I said about like that Alexa Bliss with the WWE title and shit.
Yeah. Get inspiration from other industries.
Pose more, yeah.
Yes. Figure out the poses that work best for it. I'm still kind of figuring it out.
Yeah. Damn, man. Like, so, you got the weekend, you know, talk about, like, say, you know, the bruises, everybody knows it's not an easy job. Like, fucking, you put in the work. You go through the fucking bumps and bruises and shit.
Yes, the thing with stage is it hurts a lot. Always. Yeah. Your body feels it. Your mental health feels it. There's bruises everywhere. They just appear out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Your muscles get fatigued. Yeah, it really hits you hard like a fucking truck.
Fuck, man.
Your ankles, your knees, like all your joints, your hips. Everything, but so you got to take care of yourself. Self care is very important. Getting massages, taking baths, putting heat, putting ice. If you feel that you're like in pain, you gotta take a step back and not push yourself, because you don't want to injure yourself in this industry, especially with no insurance. You know, so
body is temple.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Eating healthy, drinking lots of water, lessening the amount of alcohol and drugs that you do.
Man.
Which I have done, so.
Yeah, I don't know how personal we can get in this, but, like, talk about, like, do you want to talk about mental health and, like, the changes that you've been doing, you know?
Yeah, especially in this industry, it can take a really heavy toll on you being around a lot of these types of people. So you just gotta take care of yourself and be aware of that. And don't do anything that like would push that, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you're in a situation where you're like, okay, I'm uncomfortable, this doesn't feel right, my gut is saying no, then just don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the amount of money at all. You walk away, you respect yourself, you move on.
Fucking, that's like fucking number one thing. Empower. You are your own best commodity. And it's just like, you know, it's not worth it. Fucking, you know, you gotta have tough skin. And I'm so fucking, I get worried about you. You know, fucking, there's a lot of shit in this world. But like, you fucking pulled through that shit. And then like, you know, you told me about bad days and all that shit, but you fucking like rose above that shit. Won't let that shit get to you, man. So fucking keep on doing what you're fucking doing, Raven. Holy shit, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, just try your best. That's all.
Man.
You know, it's life isn't that deep. Like, I love my career that I've made for myself, and I want to keep going.
Man.
And getting better and doing better for myself. But at the end of the day, Life is just about having fun.
Exactly.
If you're not having fun, then you got to do something else.
That's why we're fucking here. Holy shit, man.
Yeah, absolutely. To have fun, experience things, learn things, talk to people. Just, like, fuck around and find out, right?
Yeah, fuck, man. Like, so if people want to know fucking what Raven X Rising is all about, how'd you get your fucking name? What, you know, why should they follow you and worship you? I know it's a cliche. Every girl on Instagram says, like, you're my next I'm your obsession and all that shit. But why is Raven X Rising taking over the world? Tell us why right now. Holy shit.
Yeah, so I actually got my name from Raven from The 100.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that show. It's amazing.
Yeah,
she was just, I don't know, so strong and independent and, like, take no shit type of girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to be her.
Fuck,
so,
yeah,
I took that name. And then I wanted it to be, like, R&R, so Raven,
yeah,
something with an R. So Rising came to mind, and it just fit really good, I guess. But, yeah, I would say I'm different from most people. Not just girls. Everyone.
Fuck yeah.
Like, on a frequency level.
Yeah.
I really am, like, spiritual and manifest things from the universe that most people aren't able to do or don't think they can. So I take that and I just run with it. And I basically, if you believe you can do it, you can do it. Anything, literally anything. Like, if you want to go to space, go to fucking space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I just have that mindset every single day as much as I can. Obviously, I have my bad days too, but yeah, you just...
It has taken time for you. And then, you know, when you started out, I said, I want you to get out of your shell. I want you, you know, because you're that shy little office girl. What the fuck are you doing here? It's like, that's a shit. But you, like, talk about, like, DJ Snowflake has talked about it. You have talked about it. Talk about the Ripper glow up.
Yes, so this industry will give you so much confidence in many ways. Like, not only your appearance, but how you feel, the ability to communicate with other people, how to finesse people, how to just really value yourself as a person. And there's such a bad, like, rep for strippers being like, oh, but low self-esteem, you know, they're like the low of the low.
Daddy
issues, like all these problems or crazy bitches.
Yeah.
But that's not true, honestly. Some of them, sure. Sure. But most? No, absolutely not. I would say we're like some of the most intelligent women in, like, in Canada or the States or the world, you know.
Yeah.
Because we do things that most people cannot do.
Yeah.
Or they cannot fathom to do. So when girls, you know, in high school or college are like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just going to be a stripper. Haha, what a funny joke.
Yeah.
You actually can't. Most likely, most people cannot do this.
Yeah.
You need to be built a certain way and really just take life by the fucking balls.
Yeah.
And be in power. 100%. So.
That's the key word.
Not to be like hating on anyone, but it's the truth, you know?
That's the shit, man, because you got empower. That's what we're all about, man. JPHip.com. Empowering people, bringing people up. Fun fact, our catchphrase was Land of the Rising Pants. So. You know, Japan's like Land of the Rising Sun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we're like, aha, you
land
get it.
Land of the Raven Rising.
Yeah. Land of the Raven Rising, that's the shit, man.
I'm widowy, waving, wising, okay?
Ooh.
Widowy, I don't know. I'm just waving, wising, okay?
Oh, my God. That's shit, man.
But this has been so fun.
Fuck, man. Are we going for another dance? I got the Daigong exclusives all the time, man. I can't explain to y'all. You gotta come to Shade and check this shit out. Why should they get Raven as your featured dancer? Fuck, man. Just look at her, man. Get that shit. Tell us how we follow you on fucking whatever your shit, man.
Yeah, come watch my show because I'm the best. That's it. I'm not the best. Follow me on Instagram, RavenXRising.
Right?
Yeah.
Sitting on that fucking quality ass audio from fucking like a year ago. It's crazy. We're talking, she debuted in less than a year, went on stage, did her fucking, just paid her dues, went across the province to clubs in Edson, Fort Mac, Red Deer, Calgary even, but if you want to be big, you gotta hit the big clubs like Shade and Kelowna. And here she is, fucking making her debut. And just a year later, they gave her 4 weeks, and she was up for the challenge. And there's a lot of things going on, a lot behind the scenes things. But here's some thoughts and feelings captured just last week, when she is preparing for Stripper Olympics 2025. Check it out. Yo, Raven X Rising, what's up, man? First Stripper Olympics, what are the feels?
Hi, it's Raven. I'm very excited, but very nervous, so it's like a bit of both.
Man, tell us all about your competition. What are you going as?
I'm doing Baywatch, so I'll be a little lifeguard, and I have lots of fun props as well.
What was the inspiration to help the background?
Well, it came to me in a dream, but I used to also be a lifeguard, so it kind of just made sense to me in my brain, like, oh, I already have the costume, I might as well just make it a show, right? It's like easy to recognize. Everyone knows what lifeguards are. It's already sensual, already sexualized. Yeah. Check all the boxes.
Well, absolutely. And what special props are you? Can you tease the audience what you're?
So I'll have like little beach balls and like that's kind of it.
What can they look forward to? What has the process been? Let's get it straight, man. You were thrown into this unlike no other within a month, less than 4 weeks. How has been the preparation? Speak of your process.
Yeah, at first I was like very overwhelmed. I was like, oh boy, this is gonna be a lot. But it's okay. I just kind of did it step by step.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what do I need? What do I need to do to prepare? And kind of went through the list. So I need, you know, props. I need to make the stage cool. How's the best way to do that? What's like the most interactive and fun way for like the crowd? Because you don't want to do too much, but you don't want to do too little. And then I was like, oh, I need like extra lifeguards. Yeah. So I got my friends to be the lifeguards with me.
All right, that's so smart.
So they're helping me out. That's Maggie, Nala, Blair, and Jasmine.
Wow.
We're the dream team.
Yeah.
They're very excited.
That is so empowering. Like, basically, to be in Ripper Olympics, you're like basically one out of 16 girls out of what, 90? There's like probably 90 girls. And to take your friends to be on stage with you is such an empowering moment. How has the support, the background, the ladies, how has that been, the whole experience?
It's been great. I mean, having like the support of your friends is like a really awesome feeling, especially when you're like, you set a meeting up, for example, they all show up, they're all there, they're all ready, they're all excited and cheering for you and helping you out, giving you tips, like, it's something I've never felt before. So it's like a new feeling, but it's like a welcoming feeling. I love it.
You fucking deserve it.
It's great. It's their level.
As you spoke into the our previous. If you listen to the previous area, the section where we talk about Raven's background, hello. When you're looking back, that you've been on stage for nearly 2 years now, on Shade as a feature performer, you debuted at Stripper Olympics 2024, and now you're hitting the stage on Stripper Olympics. The feeling, it is just like the progress. How have you grown as a dancer?
Grown a lot in just a short amount of time. Like, a year it's not that long, it doesn't feel that long, it goes by really quickly. But honestly, it's just like, time is everything. Like, slowly, for anything you do, things will just start clicking in your head. And like, the muscle memory comes over time as well. And I think like that's something that really I excel in is muscle memory.
Right.
Like, because I'm a gamer, right? So being able to memorize all the keys on the keyboard and exactly what my hand needs to do for certain games, and like, you know, it kind of is like that too. Like, I don't think about what I'm doing, I just do it.
Holy shit.
Same thing for this.
The Path of Titans shit. Oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh boy. That's for the next episode.
But yeah, it's just practice makes perfect, and understanding that you can do anything, and you're gonna suck at it. Like, anything new you do, like, you see something, you're like, I wanna do that, you're gonna suck at it.
Fuck yeah.
For a while. But like, you have to push through and figure it out. Because if you give up right away, well, you're never gonna be good. So give up, you just gotta keep going, and that's what separates people, you know, the great from the mediocre. So if you want to be great, you have to work more.
Oh my god, cream of the crop. Right here, Raven X Rising.
So yeah, that's all I got for that.
And you've been adding more elements this past year. Speak to me. I remember we were talking about this before, but of how hoop, you've added hoop the past year, and how has that made you so powerful, and what's the experience like learning hoop?
Yeah, it's always something like I've dreamed about doing the past couple of years, like seeing girls do aerial shows was amazing. I love watching it. I found it so beautiful and like special. Like, pole is one thing, but like an aerial show is an entirely different ball game. So I always wanted to. I started practicing last year, doing classes, but it wasn't until recently where I decided that, oh well, I feel like I'm at a point where I can just fucking do it on stage. Fox. So I just said fuck it one day and was like, you know what? There's never gonna be a perfect time to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just gonna do it, and if it goes well, it goes well. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Just gotta go ass deep into it.
Yeah.
Into the deep end. Lifeguard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lifeguard emoji.
And then also, like, in a class, you have a class mat underneath you, whereas on stage, you don't have that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, like, another level of risk, which can be, like, nerve-wracking. But I'm at a point where I'm not really scared. Like, I'm confident enough that I'm, like, good in my skills.
The adrenaline.
Also bad. Yeah. But just knowing that I know how to catch myself, I know how to do everything now. So it's only going to get better from here. Like, my show is pretty basic compared to, like, advanced. hoop shows, but that's fine. It doesn't have to be amazing, you know? It can be whatever you want it to be.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you put in your own elements and stuff. Like, comparison is a killer, and you can't just, like, do, like, Cirque du Soleil stuff. So what are, like, some personal elements that you have been putting into your show? Like, you're working for, like, you know, put your own spin on your hoop, your pole.
Yeah, so I just, I kind of just be myself, especially in, like, certain moves on the pole.
Right.
I can kind of, you know, be personable and interact with the crowd from at the top of the pole. So doing silly things like smiling or waving or, you know, things like that, where the crowd is like, the crowd waves back at you. Like, they're like, oh, me? Like, she's looking at me.
Awesome.
And, like, you have to think about you watching any type of show, any type of performance, and if the performer looks at you, first of all, if they even look at you, makes eye contact with you, that's one thing. But if they're, like, waving at you or, like, connecting with you personally in that moment, like, you feel so cool. You feel so, like, chosen and amazing in that moment.
It's the fucking power.
So doing that is, like, important.
Yeah,
you could tell the nerves and a lot of things going on, but man, thing I can say about Raven, that she is a trooper and she fights through, a great mindset. More to come with Raven Rising. I'm talking out my ass. More questions to come. It was just a loud environment. I don't think I got my mic settings properly. So, check this part out.
Hi.
Speaking of OGs that backed you up.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. The time and place and moment when Sydney was, yo, I vouch for you. You're going to Ripper Olympics. And he said, what was that feeling like? What was that moment? Let's go back in time. 4 weeks.
It felt really good, I guess, to be, like, I don't want to say selected, because I'm searching vouching for, like, everybody.
Yeah.
But at least to be thought about.
Yeah.
Especially by someone so amazing. Like, she's an idol, you know. She's, her work ethic for dancing is, like, unlike anyone I've ever met.
Reigning defending champion.
It's crazy. She's so strong, so amazing, so all the good things. Yeah. I love her.
Fucking
so it felt really nice. It kind of, the final thing that pushed me to do it was her saying that.
Yeah.
So she thought it would be a great challenge for me.
And this is just the beginning.
Absolutely. It all starts here, and it, you know, who knows where we'll be in a couple years or 3 years, 5 years. Yeah. I'm just enjoying the journey.
Like, can you imagine when you have, like, over a year to prepare?
Yeah. Where you're, like, really in it from the beginning of the year.
But I believe that they've... Shout out to all the great staff, JP, Jay, the management. They knew, and they've thrown challenges at you, and you've taken it. Sometimes it's hard, there's ups and downs, but you've taken those challenges. Like, let's think about, like, you know, when they push you to the limits, where you have to get the right fits, matching costumes and stuff, right? You can't mix and match. And now look at you. Like, lifeguard fits. Bro shit. Like, it is unbelievable. Talk about, like, what went into your mindset of getting that lifeguard fit.
Yeah, so I just saw, like, a bunch of info on her page, and I was like, oh, like, I love that. I love the design of that. But I want to make it my own and also make it, obviously, like, lifeguard-esque.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just picked out my favorite things from what the designer had made before and put it all together.
Like, y'all gotta check it out, man. Different bottoms, like the what's your favorite part of your costume?
Definitely the shorts, because they have like this cool lace detailing.
Exactly.
It's a little bit like extra.
Show a little leg and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
Man. Speak to world domination. Okay, cut this part out. All positivity. But you know, but the growth mindset. Let's talk about growth mindset. I love talking to you about growth mindset and how you're growing and how you're working with the industry and you're growing as a woman this past year.
I feel like there's so much to say on that topic just because, like, I feel like I'm an entirely new person every day.
Yeah.
But, like, definitely every year.
Every year.
Every month. Like, I learn more all the time.
Yeah.
Whether that's, like, normal life or in the club or in the performance. Just everything. Like, you learn how to take care of yourself. You learn the best way to move forward.
Learn.
As a person, yeah, absolutely.
Keep learning.
That's always the goal, right?
Always good days and bad days, but then it's just how you fucking react.
And being like nice to yourself is all part of it, because we put so much pressure on like being the best, doing the best, making sure it's perfect. But like, life isn't perfect.
Just have fun.
Exactly. It's the entire point of anything, is just having fun.
And is to all the future rippers who want to do the Ripper Olympics, what is your message to them?
Just have fun.
Fucking fun.
Don't worry about anything else except being creative and enjoying your fun. The entire fun. Because nothing else matters, really. Sure, it's a competition. Sure, you can win. Sure, you can whatever, but it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Be present.
The world keeps spinning.
Be present where you are.
Just be happy that you're doing it and you're able to, and that's it. That's all that matters.
Fuck yeah, man.
You're only in a competition with yourself. No one else.
And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And that is that your experience, what Ripper Olympics means to you?
It means opportunity. It means growth, obviously. It means proving myself, like my past self, that I'm able to do extremely difficult things. This is something I would consider difficult for me, because I never thought I would do anything like this.
You're waiting for the right time.
Yeah, I kept waiting because I was like, oh, I'm not ready yet. A little bit longer.
No.
The reality is that you're never going to be ready, so you just got to force yourself to do things. Unfortunately.
Fucking inspo Raven X Rising. Let them know where to find Ripper Olympics and where to find you on socials.
Raven X Rising.
And follow at Stripper Olympics 2024 or 2025 live streaming. Coming live in effect. JV Hip gonna be covered that shit, because the top dog's right here, Raven X Rising. Oh my gosh, we're gonna have so much fucking fun, man.
It's gonna be
stupid. We're just filling content, so it's like fucking a whole fucking pot. Let's all release shit, man. I'm talking out of my ass every fucking day. Oh yeah, this is my favorite question right here. That's an impressive question. What would it be to win best buns? And what? Part one.
Well, there is no best buns. There's best body.
But hypothetically, If Daigon would give you an award for best buns, what would you?
I would be very excited.
What are qualities you look in buns? Ass.
I guess shape.
Yeah. I like them when you draw.
Movability.
The jiggleness, eh?
The jiggleness, yeah, okay. That's a better word for it. The creasing at the butt? At the bottom?
The cracks, yeah.
I don't know.
From a woman's perspective, what do you look at? What do you consider as good buns? Great buns?
What do you look? Shape over size.
What do you love about your buns?
They're perky. And they're happy to be here.
Oh my god. That's the facts. Facts. Ravenx Rising, I thank you. Let's go straight to the top. Straight champions.
To the top.
Thank you so much, Raven. Oh my gosh.
Let's go.
Yeah. I really appreciate Raven for putting up with my little interview shit and stuff. Like we really had our little conversation earlier, so we're kind of fucking repeating ourselves and stuff, right? So, lots going on. I want to thank Raven Rising. Follow her at RavenX Rising on Instagram and all them socials. Wink, wink. And, yeah, I really appreciate what she's going through and to be thrust into this competition and to be on stage. It's just such a joy to watch, and I'm so fucking proud. And check her out. It's going to be fucking live stream tonight. I'm dropping this episode. Instagram, Stripper Olympics 2025. All the coverage, jbhip.com. We got that shit covered, man. Daigon, coming to you live in effect. More to come. We'll break it down, Stripper Olympics. We'll break down the Eagles, whatever fucking's on my mind. Oilers. We'll get in more fucking episodes. Raven, Masa, Ping. Let's get that shit, man. JBHip.com. Peace!